Michael, it's full time now. How would you describe the day for your side?
Disappointing, very disappointing. But look, we've another three championship games to come. We have to dust ourselves down. A lot didn't go our way today. We didn't get some things right. And unfortunately, look, it tells in the scoreboard at the end. But I just said to the other lads there, we started playing into a strong breeze. We started fairly well. The scoreboard was 7-3, and we had a great goal chance off a long kick out, which Galway scrambled ever so well. And then we had two great point chances shortly after that, and both shots were scuffed. And from them 1-2 that we left behind, Galway scored off of all three of those attacks. And that's what then pushes the scoreboard from 7-3 out to 10-3, and all of a sudden you're facing an uphill battle. And you need everything to go your way in games like that. When it's David versus Goliath, you need everything to go your way, and those chances that we didn't take ultimately hurt us and meant that we went in at half-time and the game was probably gone.
Yeah, it was that 5-10 minutes before half-time that you described there. I guess, is that the bit of class? I don't know, not even class, it's just the mindset is a Division 1 versus Division 4 team. They really put the foot down, didn't they?
It is definitely just a little bit of end product and quality there. If you take those chances, you give yourself a fighting chance. The difference is every chance Galway had, Galway took. Every chance, they're ruthless. Very, very good on the day. And look, that's why they're a Division 1 team.
But to be credit, your side, I think you got the last two scores. You kept on fighting. It would have been very easy when the goals are starting to fly in there as well. There's nothing wrong with your character of your side, let's put it that way.
No, definitely not. Look, you can't question the character of the lads. They give absolutely everything. Look, we underperformed on the day, disappointingly so, but we'll improve now over the next 6 weeks for the Towton Cup, and we hope to get a championship win in one of the three games we have coming up.
Yeah, just how important is the Towton Cup? Everyone talks about it in the fixture, you know, how condensed the calendar is, etc. But obviously, I would imagine it's hugely of huge importance for your side.
Oh, definitely, look, because in the old days you'd be off the back of that beating, and then you're 6 weeks before you play a one-off game, and if you get an unlucky draw, like, look, the old style Monaghan Cavan playing in round one in Ulster this weekend, we could quite conceivably be playing against one of Monaghan or Cavan in a one-game shootout. At least we know we're going into three games against teams of Division 3 and 4 standard. Division 3 and 4 standard for a reason, and you go in with a real chance. We played a good Division 1 team today. They stayed in Division 1 for a reason. They've got an injury crisis of their own, but still, their panel today is a long, long way ahead of any Division 4 and 3 and 4 team that we'll play this year. So it's a great competition. Anyone that says otherwise, I don't think it's living in the real world. It's a wonderful competition, the Towton Cup. The biggest problem with the condensed season is the bulk of league games that you play in heavy ground. The Towton Cup, to me, three games in 4 weeks in good ground is no problem at all.